गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रयोजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रयोजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की हिताय गौर प्रेमानंदी समवेद भक्त वृंद की श्री गुरु गौरांग की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 27 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द प्रोसेस ऑफ डीटी वर्शिप टेक्स्ट नंबर 21 तद्भि देवयजनम ద్రవ్యాణి ఆత్మానం ఏవ చ ప్రోక్ష పాత్రాణి త్రీణి అద్భి తై తై ద్రవ్యై చ సాధయేత్ తదద్భిర్దేవయజనం ద్రవ్యాణి ఆత్మానమేవ చ ప్రోక్షపాత్రాణి త్రీణి అద్భిస్ తైస్తైర్ద్రవ్యశ్చ సాధయేత్ తదద్భిర్దేవయజనం ద్రవ్యాణి ఆత్మానమేవ చ ప్రోక్షపాత్రాణి త్రీణి అద్భిస్ తైస్తైర్ద్రవ్యశ్చ సాధయేత్ తదద్భిర్దేవయజనం ద్రవ్యాణి ఆత్మానమేవ చ ప్రోక్షపాత్రాణి త్రీణి అద్భిస్ తైస్తైర్ద్రవ్యశ్చ సాధయేత్ మాతాజీస్ third of the vessel for sprinkling adbi with the water devayajanam the place where the deity is worshipped dravyani the paraphernalia atmanam one's own body eva indeed cha also ప్రోక్ష స్ప్రింక్లింగ్ పాత్రాణి ద వెసల్స్ త్రీణి త్రీ అద్భి విత్ ద వాటర్ తై తై విత్ దోస్ అవైలబుల్ ద్రవ్యై ఆస్పీషియస్ ఐటమ్స్ చ అండ్ సాధయేత్ హీ షుడ్ అరేంజ్ Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Then, with the water of that prakshaniya vessel, he should sprinkle the area where the deity is being worshipped, the offerings that are going to be presented, and his own body. Next, He should decorate with various auspicious substances three vessels filled with water. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami gives reference from Vedic literature stating that the water meant for bathing the feet should be combined with millet seeds Durva grass mixed with water, Vishnukranta flowers and other items. The water used for Arghya should include the following 8 items: fragrant oil, flowers, unbroken barleycorns, husked barleycorns, the tips of kusha grass, sesame seeds, mustard seeds and durva grass. The water for sipping should include jasmine flowers, ground cloves and kakkola berries. Hare Krishna. So this chapter begins with the question posed by Uddhava. He asked the Lord, saying, "My dear Lord, please explain me the process of devotional deity worship and what are the qualifications of a deity worshipper and what is the basis of deity worship and what is the specific method of the worship." And in answer to these questions, Lord Krishna explains the essence of deity worship, which is elaborately contained in this entire chapter. And of course, one may ask, what will I get even if I worship the deities? What is the benefit? What are the rewards? And very importantly, Krishna at the end mentions what are the benefits. First he mentioned secondary benefits and then the ultimate goal, the primary benefits. He says that one who offers land, markets and cities to the deity, he gets sarsti mukti. And in fact we know that there are 5 kinds of muktis. And the first one is salokya. Salokya is that mukti when the devotee achieves, he lives on the same planet where the Lord lives, Vaikuntha or Golok Vrindavan. Sarsti is an opulence, is a mukti in which one devotee gets the same opulences as the Lord Himself. And Samipya is that mukti the devotee achieves the direct association of the Lord on the same place, same planet. And then the Sarupya, the Lord awards the same form to the devotee and the devotee lives with the Lord on the same planet. And the fifth one, which devotees never desire for, that is Sayujya Mukti, which is generally aspired by yogis and jnanis, that is to enter into the body of the Lord and merge in the existence of the Lord. This one is that mukti which devotees do not desire. In fact, they reject that. So the secondary benefits, again Krishna says, that by installing deity, one becomes king of the planet. And by building temples for the Lord, one can become the ruler of the 3 worlds. Then by worshipping and constructing temple, one can go to Brahmaloka. And when one does all the 3 items as mentioned above, one gets Sarupya Mukti. As we mentioned, what is Sarupya? He gets the same form as the Lord Himself. And then Lord Krishna mentions the ultimate goal of deity worship. What is that? One who worships the deity without any fruitive results, the result will be the attainment of direct service to Krishna, the Krishna mentions. And then when worship the deity as per the process given by Lord Krishna Himself, one will attain the pure devotional service, which is the goal of one's life. So such are the glories of deity worship. So therefore, devotees are advised to take advantage of such wonderful process given by the Lord Himself here. And in fact, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj's famous quote is that, If you don't have something to die for, then you have nothing to live for. Isn't it? That means everybody is dying for something or the other. And in general, people die for material sense objects, which anyway, in due course of time, perish, and the one who is enjoyer, he will also perish. But when one makes the object of one's love, one's life, as the Lord Himself in the form of deity, then as we discussed, he gets the ultimate goal of life, of going back home, back to Godhead. So therefore Lord Chaitanya explains to Srila Rupa Goswami in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtana Bhagavata Shravana Mathuravasa Sri Murthira Shraddhaya Sevana. That means an practitioner of Krishna consciousness is supposed to take up these five items of devotional service, which are very important out of 64 items of devotional service, which are associating with devotees, chanting of the Hare Krishna and hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, then residing in Mathura or the place of the Lord's residence or worship of Tulasi, and finally faithfully worshipping the deities of the Lord. So these are the five items by following which one can advance very quickly. And it is noteworthy that out of 9 processes of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, the 3 are common in both the places. What are they? Shravanam, Kirtanam and Archanam. That is hearing about the Lord, chanting of the holy names of the Lord and worshipping the form of the Lord, that is deity worship. So these 3 items are common in the 5 items of devotional service, also the 9 processes of devotional service. And one may say that if Yuga Dharma is the process to follow, that is chanting of the holy name, then why worship deities, isn't it? If chanting of the holy names is all powerful, which is the fact, then why, after all, worship the deities? The acharyas have advised that to engage in deity worship, archana is an auxiliary or supplementary for our shravanan kirtan. Because archana or deity worship helps one reduce material contamination and non-devotional tendencies. And who can say that he is free from material contamination, non-devotional tendencies? In fact, every conditioned soul is very much contaminated. And secondly, by worshipping deities, it brings steadiness to the materially agitated mind. So therefore, every sadhaka will take advantage of deity worship. And it is mentioned that just like a catalyst is added to the chemical reaction, when it is added, then what happens? Chemical reaction will take place very quickly. So that catalyst, if it is not there, still the chemical reaction may take place, but it may take a little longer time, a longer period of time. So therefore, the catalyst is added just to fasten the process. Similarly, hearing and chanting is sufficient for any conditioned souls to perfect one's life. However, acharyas have given a catalyst, and that catalyst is deity worship. When we hear and chant coupled with deity worship, then it expedites the process and one achieves the perfection of life very quickly. And There are three ways of worshipping the deities, Krishna mentions again there. The Vedic method of worshipping the deities and Tantric method of the worshipping deities and combination of the both. We, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we accept the third one, the combination of the both, which is nothing but Pancharatrika Vidhi of deity worship. And recently, Srimad Bhagavatam classes, Dhunas Radhana Swami Maharaj mentioned how when Srila Prabhupada came to New Vrindavan and when he saw the beautiful form of their lordships, Srila Radha Vrindavan Chandra, he told the devotees, actually there are two paths of devotional service. One is Pancharatrik Vidhi and another one is Bhagavat Vidhi. Pancharatrika Vidhi is nothing but deity worship and Bhagavat is hearing and chanting. And then Prabhupada said, if we are not taking care of our Bhagavat Vidhi properly, that is hearing and chanting of the Lord's name and glories, then this Pancharatrika Vidhi or deity worship will become a big burden. So therefore, Prabhupada warned the devotees that when we don't take care of hearing and chanting properly, then the deity worship becomes like a big burden, like a galagraha. Vigraha becomes galagraha. So we see the cows, if they are given a chance, they will eat from since morning till late night, isn't it? Even after coming from grazing, we see again the grass is given to them. Again they chew on it. That means they can chew on throughout the day. And when they chew and nothing more is available, then what they do? They ruminate. Isn't it? So that means how much they want to eat. Like practically there is no end. Of course they need to eat. Why? Because they need to give us the most wonderful food in the form of milk. But human beings cannot do that. How much we can eat? And how long? If we take little extra breakfast in the morning, then the lunch we have to skip. Because the material nature punishes us. Because we have consumed little more extra, isn't it? And similarly, how much a human being can sleep at a stretch? 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours. More than that, sometimes they sleep continuously. But can anybody say that he can sleep for 6 continuous months? Polar bear, they do it. They easily go to bed and get up the next samvatsara, that is 6 months after. So that means the human body is not meant for these mundane activities. And the human being has been awarded with this special gift. What is that? To love somebody and to serve someone, isn't it? So therefore, now it is our chance to take the advantage of loving the form of the deity and serve him. And also the sense enjoyment can be done only during a certain period of time, isn't it? Mostly the time of youth. When one becomes older and older, then he cannot enjoy anymore, isn't it? The body becomes like a burden, but it's a question of enjoyment. So that means sense gratification is possible only during a certain period of time, few years of the life. But the service one can render from the beginning of one's life, the childhood, youth and old age also. And we see the examples of great acharyas in our parampara, like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He wrote Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita at the age of 90 plus, isn't it? So that means devotional service can be rendered even at the ripe old age, 90 plus years. And we see how Madhavendra Puripad, he also served his deity of Gopalji at the ripe old age. That means service is possible even in the old age. Of course, service is possible during one's youth also, but it is spread along throughout the life. And we see how Srila Prabhupada also gave purports to Srimad Bhagavatam till the last moment of his life. We have seen that transcendental bed on which Srila Prabhupada was lying down and dictating purports. So that means one can render service even at the fag end of one's life, till the last moment. Similarly, we see that how Bhishma Dev was also speaking about the glories of the Lord and other scriptural injunctions at the time of death, lying on the deathbed of arrows. So that shows that the human form of life is meant for serving, not for enjoying. And one should be very careful whom he wants to serve and whom he wants to love. So therefore, the Lord has given us the process of deity worship. So it is mentioned in the scripture, there are five forms of the Lord to worship. The first one is para, yuha, then vaibhava, antaryami, and archa vigraha. Five forms of the Lord. What is para? Para is the form of the Lord which is existing in the spiritual world, Vaikuntha or Golak Brindavan. Yuha is that form of the Lord, like there are four yuhas, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha and Vasudeva, like that. They are also in the spiritual world, we cannot access them. Then avataras are Vaibhava. They come and go. All the avataras, though they are unlimited, they come, they perform their pastimes and then they leave. They don't stay here. Then there is antaryami, that is Paramatma within one's own heart. Yeah, we can feel something happening in the heart when we are doing something wrong. People generally they feel lot of heartbeats, rising up, isn't it? Why? Because somebody is there, knocking. Are you doing the right thing? Is it okay to do that? The same Lord, he is giving some hints, some indications. Better you don't do that. So that is antaryami, Paramatma. And then the fifth one is archa form. Lord Krishna comes, Vishnu comes in the form where a devotee dedicates one's life to serve the deity. So actually it is a great mercy on the part of the living entity that Lord comes to this material world and makes himself available in the form of deity. So just like a millionaire, let us say the Tatars and Birlas, if they want to come and taste Pani Puri or any kind of such eatables on roadside, generally they don't come. If at all they come, and if they want to enjoy those delicacies, it is for the benefit of those who is selling them. Because we cannot say that kitchen of these big people are not providing all these delicacies. They have ample quantities of all these delicacies, more than that, available right at their kitchen. But still, if they come and enjoy these delicacies, and then what will happen? That the seller of these delicacies, he will stand with them and he may take selfie. And he may say, see, this person had come to my shop and he has eaten. That becomes a big news and he may post that in his Facebook and here and there, everywhere, social media. So that means who is getting benefited actually? The person who is selling the delicacies, not the millionaire. Similarly, when the Lord comes here in the form of deity, it is we who will get benefited, not the Lord. In fact, what do we have to offer to the Lord? In this Kali Yuga, everything is contaminated. Everything is. And how much we can offer to the Lord. And even if you want to offer anything to the Lord, we have to depend on so many people. And demigods and ultimately the Lord Himself. That means anything, even if you want to offer, that ultimately coming from the Lord Himself. We are taking what is given by the Lord and offering it to the Lord. And in turn, we will get benefited. So therefore, the Lord comes in 8 different forms. So it is mentioned that Shaili Dharumai Lauhi Lepya Lekhyacha Shaikati Manomai Manimai Pratima Ashtavidasmurta. That means Shaili is a deity made of stone. Actually, Lord is not the stone, but He takes the form, and then that stone is no more the stone. Is the Lord Himself. That means we have Shri Radha Gopinath Ji. They have appeared in this beautiful form. And then Dharumai, Lord Jagannath, He comes in the form of wood. Lauhi, metallic deities, like we have Radha Gopijana Vallabh. Lepya, the clay. Sometimes devotees, especially Dhruva Maharaj, worshipped the deity made of clay. Lekhya, the painted ones, and the Shaikati, that is made of sand. Sometimes devotees, they make deities out of sand and they worship. Manomai and Manimai. Devotees sometimes conceive the form of the Lord in their own mind. That is called as Manomai and Manimai. Those who are rich and opulent, they can worship the form made out of jewels and such valuable stones. That is called as Manimai. So in this way, Lord Krishna or Vishnu manifests in 8 different forms. Not 1, 2, 8 different forms. So we can take any of these and worship them. And in fact, Lord Chaitanya says, Pratima nahi tumi sakshat Brajendra Nandana Vipralagi karatumi akarekarana. Isn't it? So actually, the Lord is not Pratima, is not an ordinary idol. Of course, idol worship is not accepted. But ideal worship is anyway, is ideally, the Lord is coming in the form of a deity which is carved according to the prescriptions given in the Vedic literatures. So then it becomes deity or ideal worship. Otherwise, it is idol worship. So, Srila Prabhupada has given so many teachings as far as deity worship is concerned. So, I would like to read one letter written by him, and in which he remembers his own childhood. So let us read that. As a child, when I was going to the neighboring Malik's temple, I was thinking then, when will I have such a nice deity to worship? And now Krishna is so kind that I am establishing so many temples all over the world. Now I want that there should be established 108 temples before my death. So you think how to do it. Make some program. Train up devotees. All temples in Melbourne, London, Paris, Bombay are all very nice. Everything is very bright and brilliant. The deity is proof of the sincere service. It is a duty of the GBC now to maintain this. Their duty is how to enthuse them and maintain. So this is a letter written by Srila Prabhupada to Madhudvishaswami, 10th November 1975. So Srila Prabhupada, he also worshipped deity right from his childhood, isn't it? In fact, the Leelamrita begins. How it begins, the Leelamrita, the book? The ringing of the bell, tin, 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 that means when Srila Prabhupada used to be a child, he used to get up hearing the bell, not alarm clock bell, but the ring which was used to worship the deities by his father, Gaur Mohandi. So such are the glories of deity worship. There are literally thousands and thousands and thousands of stories of deities, how they reciprocate with their devotees. So I would like to take one such stories. This is the story of Vaikuntharam, which happened in South India, Bhadrachalam, Andhra Pradesh. So long back when Lord was performing, Lord Rama was performing his pastimes. So during their Vanavasa period, so Lord Ram along with Sita and Lakshman, they come to this place called as Bhadrachalam, which is present day Bhadrachalam in Telangana district, somewhere there. And Lord came there and he saw the beauty of the place. That is beautiful Godavari river flowing, very scenically beautiful place. Lord Ram enjoyed that place very much. He stayed there for some time, and then before he left, he was so pleased with the mountain on which he stayed that he gave the benediction to the mountain that may you take birth as human being next life and become a devotee. But sure enough, the child was born. Since beginning he was the devotee of Ram. And then this child used to come to this hill or mountain. And of course it is said that Lord Ram, he left the planet, but he stayed there in the form of deity on that Bhadrachala. He used to come and worship the deity since his beginning of his childhood. And then after worshipping the deity for a long, long time, then Lord Vishnu appeared there with his four symbols, Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma. But this devotee, now he is Bhadra Muni, Bhadra Rishi. And he was not at all pleased with the form of the Lord. Although Lord Vishnu personally came there to give him darshan. But he said, no, I want to see your beautiful form of Lord Ram. So can you please manifest it? Out of his love for his devotee, Lord Vishnu manifested the form of Lord Ram for Bhadra Muni. Thus, Bhadra Muni was very happy to see his beloved deity, his form of the Lord. Then the deity is known as Vaikuntharam because he came from the Vaikuntha. And then this deity was being worshipped, for a long time. And then it so happened that it was neglected, and then an ant hill was built on that. The ants came and they built their hill on top of that deity. The deity was totally now beneath that anthill. And Lord Ram again wanted to reciprocate with his devotees. He came in the dream of one devoted lady, and then her name was, it is said that Dhammakka. Lord came in her dream and he advised her, why don't you come up to this hill and see my beautiful form there? So I am residing there. And as soon as she got up, she, accompanied by her friends and villagers, she climbed that mountain and she was searching for the deity. And where is the deity? It is not available. Nowhere it is seen. And then she thought that why not see in this one. So when they dug up, they saw the beautiful form of the Lord beneath that anthill. And being a poor lady, she didn't have any facilities to worship the Lord. So therefore what she did, she requested a landlord, a zamindar, who was the in charge of that area, to take care of the deity. So and then this zamindar was also a great devotee, his name was Ramadas. Then he decided, yes, yes, it's a beautiful deity, so let us take care of this deity. So he invested his own money. And also he went around and collected funds for the construction of the temple. And he amassed a great wealth and started constructing the temple. And in the meantime he sent a letter to the Nawab of that area, the king, saying that here is this deity, it has self-manifested, so we would like to worship this. Would like to take your permission, so please grant the permission so that we can go ahead with deity worship. He sent a letter and waited and waited and waited. So no reply from the king's side. So he waited and then he decided ultimately, okay, anyway I have sent my letter, I didn't get any response from the king. So why to wait unnecessarily? Thinking like that, he started constructing the temple. And also then deity was being installed. And when people around they saw, so some of the envious people, now they went to the king and they informed the king, see, this fellow is constructing temple and worshipping the deity without your permission. What are you doing? The king became furious. He came there and he imprisoned Ramadas. That you have not taken my permission. So he said, but I sent my letter. So I didn't get any letter. So somebody who in between did not do their job properly. So ultimately Ramdas was behind the bars. And then Ramdas in the prison cell, he was praying to the Lord, my dear Lord, no, I out of love for you, I did so much for you. I constructed this temple and I was about to worship your deity, and then here I am suffering in this prison house. Why don't you save me? The Lord Ram took mercy on his devotees, and then he along with his Lakshman, they literally came to the king and they told the king, here is the wealth, you take it. Because this king, you know, he has, Ramdas has constructed this temple and he has not informed you, whatever it is, you take this wealth and you release him from the prison. And as soon as that Nawab sees the Lord, and he at once falls flat in front of the Lord and then he begs forgiveness, and then immediately he goes to the prison house and then he releases Ramdas. And begging forgiveness, please forgive me, I didn't know who you are, such a great devotee. And then anyway, Ramdas came out of the prison. And then he came to the deity and then he started asking, now I, out of my love for you, I started constructing temple and I was about to worship the deities, and you sent me to the prison house where I suffered a lot. And then you went and gave darshan to him. And when I was suffering in the prison house. And then whose money are you enjoying? Your father gave me that money, to that money to construct your temple. No, I gave that money. I endeavored so hard. Of course, this is between him and Lord, that out of love for the Lord he was saying these words. And then ultimately the Lord was very pleased with him, and then he continuously worshipped the deity of Vaikuntharam on the hills of Bhadrachalam there. Now we see a beautiful temple there and all Sri Vaishnavas are worshipping the deity very elaborately. The Vaikuntharama deities on Bhadrachalam. So, Such are the beautiful, amazing pastimes of the Lord in the form of the deity with their devotees. And however, we cannot neglect our prescribed duties when we are worshipping our deities. And in fact, Srila Prabhupada, reminding us of our responsibilities, wrote one letter to his dear devotee, Arundhati Mataji. So he wrote that, "I am simply surprised that you want to give up your child to some other persons. Even they are also devotees. For you, child worship is more important than the deity worship," Srila Prabhupada is telling. "If you cannot spend time with him, then stop the duties of pujari. At least you must take good care of your son until he is 4 years old. And if after that time you are unable anymore to take care of him, then I shall take care of your son. These children are given to us by Krishna. They are Vaishnavas and we must be very careful to protect them. These are not ordinary children. They are Vaikuntha children. And we are very fortunate we can give them chance to advance further in Krishna consciousness. That is very great responsibility. Do not neglect it or be confused. Your duty is now very clear." Srila Prabhupada to Arundhati Mataji, 30th July 1972. So Srila Prabhupada is cautioning us that we need not neglect our duties. And in fact, we see that story of Indradumna Maharaj. He was absorbed in deity worship, isn't it? But then he did not take care of the guest who came there. Who was he? Agastya Rishi. And because of neglecting to take care of somebody like Agastya Rishi who is coming in between the deity worship, and in one way it is justified, anyway I am worshipping my deities, what can I do now? So even then, you know, he was not spared. Then Agastya Muni cursed him, but ultimately it was the Lord's reciprocation with Indradumna Maharaj. But the lesson for us is that our duties are there, we need not neglect them, and we can worship our duties at the same time. So although great acharya, they are ever liberated, pure devotees, they also worship the deities. Just to set an example, of course Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Namacharya Thakur Haridas that you just chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So therefore for him, his deity worship was chanting of the holy names. But you know, similarly advanced acharyas, like all the acharyas, they worship the deities just so that we can, you know, follow in their footsteps. So there are three kinds of devotees. One is ancient devotees, the recent devotees, and modern devotees. Ancient devotees are those who took birth before the birth of Lord Chaitanya. Like Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, Vishnuswami, Nimbarkacharya, all these great souls. Shankaracharya also. They all worship their own deities. Madhvacharya worshipped Udupi Krishna deity. Shankaracharya worshipped Narasimha deities. Ramanujacharya worshipped Srinathji, Balaji. Tirupati Balaji and Ranganatha temple deities. So like that, you know, all the acharyas, they have worshipped deities. And Lord Chaitanya himself worshipped his beloved Lord Jagannath in Jagannath Puri. So these are ancient Mahajanas, ancient devotees. And recent ones are those who took birth after the birth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that means all our Gaudiya Acharya Vaishnavas, they all have their deities. In fact, seven temples in Vrindavan are very famous because they are worshipped by their devotees like Rupa Sanatana Goswamis and other Goswamis and Acharyas. And then Srila Prabhupada. During Srila Prabhupada's time and after Srila Prabhupada's time, we can call them as modern devotees or modern worshippers of the Lord. And we have this famous example of Mother Ladini Devi Mataji, that when she lived in New Vrindavan, it's a really amazing story. You can read that book, Legacy of Love. And in fact, our devotees, Dwarakadish Prabhu and others, they put up a nice drama some years before with the same name, Legacy of Love. That how Ladini Mataji dedicated her entire life to worship her beloved Jagannath Baldev and Subhadra deities in New Vrindavan. And we have another example. Recently we saw with our own eyes Murli Mohan Prabhu, isn't it? Murli Mohan Prabhu stayed very nearby. He is the one who started DT dressing department. He used to continuously perform Chandan Yatra for 21 days for every Chandan Yatra. And in fact, his duties are bigger than Radha Gopinath. And he did that service every single year, 21 days, applying Chandan. That means spending lakhs and lakhs of rupees. And actually, I have visited his place. Very small apartment and hardly any place. As soon as you give, you see the deity, and entire hall is filled with deity and his paraphernalia. And then there is kitchen and that's it. And he and his brother and his parents, they worship the deity so beautifully, so with lot of love and devotion. And nobody told him to do that. Nobody asked him to bring such huge deities. He brought it on his own. He was disciple of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. And he was doing that wonderful service of stitching the clothes for the Lord, for Radha Ras Bihari, I believe. Then he was also requested here to come and stitch clothes for the deities, and he took up that service. He and his brother, they started and they brought it to such an height that we have such beautiful outfits for their lordships now. And in fact, in our congregation, there are so many devotees. They do not worship deities at home. Why, you know? Because they want to worship Radha Gopinath here. So therefore, they don't want to miss service to Radha Gopinath. Therefore, some of them, they don't keep deities at their home. Otherwise, they can always keep their deities at home and worship them. There are such devotees in our congregation. They come every now and then and worship their deities since the beginning of the our temple. So and we pujaris or any pujaris, if they want to do any deity worship, any bhoga offering, we depend on so much on other devotees. That means there are literally hundreds and hundreds of devotees right now cooking for their lordships in the deity kitchen. They come all the way from different places and cook for the deities at least 3 times a day. Every single day it happens. And Madhuram cooking also, we brahmacharis, we also do cook for the deities the very delicious sweet preparations. And beautiful flower garlands are made every single day at least twice a day we offer them. This service is so glorious. And Tulsi Manjari Mataji is heading this service, and this is phenomenal. Day in and day out, hundreds of devotees are taking such wonderful care of deities by offering beautiful garlands, isn't it? And then be deity backup. In order to worship deities, you have to have somebody who is backing up, isn't it? So there are so many dozens and dozens of devotees, brahmacharis as well as congregation devotee matajis. They come and render this valuable service of deity backup. And then there is another deity backup, that is dress deity backup, you know. Whatever the dresses we, you know, keep it aside. Again they come and again they do arrange them very nicely. Of course, Amrutna Mataji is heading this service. And then beautiful flower garlands and beautiful dresses are made for the deities. Her Grace Radha Priya Mataji, she is taking care of this service. And also, right here on top, our devotees from Bengal, they have come. Since 12 years they are rendering their service, isn't it? It is a service started by Murli Mohan Prabhu in the beginning. And these devotees are continuously doing it. At least 10 of them, they are day in and out, 365 days, they are working very hard to create these beautiful outfits for their lordships. So, and of course, this service is headed by Purushottam Prabhu, Gaur Vilas Prabhu, Prem Kishor Prabhu also takes care of such beautiful outfits. And then festival decoration. This temple hall is decorated for every single festival. They work so hard. They plan in advance. And every time we get to see something new. There is nothing repeated, isn't it? Every time decoration is something new. That means they are so creative. And again, Purushottam Prabhu is in the scene. And Anantaram Prabhu, I think. Anantaram Prabhu is also one of... And many other devotees. And we see every morning, I've seen three devotees coming in the morning and offering the flowers to decorate. Yugatar Prabhu comes, Padarena Prabhu comes, and one more devotee, Nityananda Pran, isn't it? Nityananda Pran Prabhu. Three of them, they have taken up this service on their own. Nobody has told them. It is a morning hours, very valuable time for chanting. Now they go to those places and pick up these flowers and offers every single day, isn't it? Such a wonderful example. But of course, construction department, every now and then they enter into the deity room like this, and then they just to maintain the place, isn't it? They also work very hard. And of course, the deity department headed by right now Dawaji Prabhu, Ukkundamala Prabhu, and so many other devotees, they are setting such a nice example of taking care of deities. And in fact, Rupa Raghunath Prabhu, when he was head pujari in those days, he was always to be seen in the deity room only. Every time, whenever you want to see him, the place of his availability is deity room. If you want to see him, then you have to go to deity room. Whatever the time is, he will be there available for you. And then when he was told to, you know, take care of other services, he was crying tears. Literally. He was so heartbroken that how can I give up the service to their deities, lordships. But then accepting the order, he took up services which are more important, and now he is preaching all over. He is creating a revolution in that part of Maharashtra. All over Maharashtra he travels and he conducts now deity worship seminars for all the devotees, and he tells them how to worship the deities. So such are, you know, the devotees who are dedicated their lives for the worship of the deities. And in fact, we, although not very qualified, we also have been given the chance to worship the deities. And on top of that, we have been awarded with wonderful service to render some service to their lordship, Shri Shraddha Ras Bihar, isn't it? So we didn't know, out of blue, one fine day, devotees from Radharas Bhadi called us, requested us to come and do Chandan Seva for their lordships. So more than a decade now, so every Akshaya Tritiya, we get to go there and do this wonderful service. So, so therefore, people are worried about absorption, isn't it? So if you want to know what is samadhi, just enter a deity room whenever you get time. That is literally is a complete absorption, samadhi. You will forget who you are at least for 1 or 2 hours. And you and your Lord, nobody in between. And you forget that I am this body. So such a great opportunity we have to serve their lordships. So now, as it is said that madhurena samapayat, everything should be ended with something very sweet. So I have this great poetry written by our one devotee from Nasik, Sadhu Priya Prabhu. I would like to recite this beautiful poetry for you. Please listen very carefully. He has written, Dhan to hamara bhi kala hai. Dhan to hamara bhi kala hai. Naam jinka madan gopala hai. Dil ne jisse humne sambhala hai. Dil mein jisse humne sambhala hai. Chura le jaye aisa kaun himmat wala hai. Then he writes, Jabte jiska naam bhi mala hai. Naam ki mala hai. अद्भुत नशा का यह प्याला है कमाले कितना भी धन कोई कमाले कितना भी कोई धन निकलना एक दिन दिवाला है हमारा खजाना तो बस वृंदावन बिहारी मुरली वाला है Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Lala Ki, Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan Ki, Shri Bhagavat Mahapurana Ki, Shri Prabhupada Ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.